The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. That greatest in the state walk-in humidor expanded with even more great stuff. And the customer service is simply perfect. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
I love your T-shirt, man.
Yes, from Sea Crane Company over in Fortuna, which sells a lot of really neat radio stuff, including if you get lousy AM reception because of conditions, they sell the loop antenna that you put next to your radio to boost the signal.
The one
like the red one? Yeah. Like the one right up there.
Yeah.
You know, we gave those away when we first came,
we sure did.
We got a good deal on a bunch of them. We gave them away to a lot of people.
Okay. That's where you find them.
That's where you
find them. Well, good morning, Bob. Can you
What's the shirt say, though?
I love radio.
Love radio.
And it was designed by the daughter of Art Bell, longtime nighttime host.
Oh, my gosh.
Art Bell, the great Art Bell. Okay, let's do something with that sound. There we go. And we got our new table in, thanks to Mike Huber from Estate Granite. We're really excited about
that. And Hines. Hines is there, too.
And Hines, okay.
Hines,
and Lou White, who did the center console system that we're built the fort. You know, we're bringing in the couch, and then we bring in the, you know, and it's going to happen here. Okay,
that's an 8-foot table.
I know. It's what Bob said today. Oh, it's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to, and it's higher. So it's going to be great because we're going to be doing YouTube Live and all the good stuff. So it's all going to be worth FaceTime, all that. Speaking of Carl Bott blowing up Facebook.
I didn't mean to do that. Yes,
yes
did.
You did.
Yes, I did.
Don't say you didn't mean to.
You've been enraged,
and people are like listening right now for the rant. Okay, let's go to the weather first, and we have a special guest with us as well, Joe. So our temperature right now is 61. Looks like we're going to have a high today, reaching about 84 with mostly sunny skies. Now tonight we've got some isolated thunderstorms and mostly cloudy, with our lows of 56. So, I don't know, you put your plants out to let them drink water. I love to do that. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 75, and Thursday, partly cloudy overnight, low of 54. Friday, sunny with our temperatures rising to about 88 and lows of 61. Saturday, now we get into what we call the hot weather with a high of 98 and a low of 65. Sunday calls for a high near 95. Monday, it's mostly around 88, and Tuesday, 87. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, I'm going to ask you something. When we go to YouTube Live and FaceTime Live and all that other, are you going to change?
Change what?
Are you going to wear,
change
like, different clothing?
I will probably leave the G-string at home.
Oh, my God. Nobody can see that, Carl.
Get that out of your imagination.
You thought
that one out of your imagination right now. Joe Rodola, who's with us, is over there going, oh, my God, he just threw up in his mouth.
Good morning, Joe Rodola.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm great.
I love your voice. Have you ever done called sports?
I actually had the radio show back in the 60s at a little station in Petaluma.
Really?
And he called for the overthrow of the government. You didn't know it, but Joe had really long hair then and a beard.
I actually had hair then, yeah. That's exactly right.
So what kind of radio show was it?
It was a Saturday night rock and roll show for 4 hours.
Oh, everybody growing up should have one of those.
It was fun. It was great. Turntables, you know, and presetting the...
Talking about turntables, Mike Quinn was in here. As you all know, Mike Quinn had KLXR and... You know, he shut it down. He said, it's enough. But I'm back there. He comes running in today, and he says, hey, I want to give Rob Burrows some of these really old World War II records for the museum. Like, they're called V records. Have you ever heard of these? They are thick. They're like, they're a quarter inch thick.
Hmm.
And it had something to do with that. And so, I'm holding them. They're right back there.
And might have been old Armed Forces media stuff.
It says China Land. And, I mean, that was the name of it, China Land.
Hmm. Well, my dad gave me some of these that weren't World War II, but they would have been from the, is it called a Victrola days?
Oh, yeah.
And they would have, you know, the great tenors. And I think those are called 98s, aren't they, Bob?
78s.
78s, yeah.
Okay, sorry. So you have the 78s, we'll and then you have the 33s, and then you got the 45s. But
and now you got 9 mils.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not talking calibers here. Okay. Hey, you know, Joe's here for another reason besides talking about his long hair and his radio days. You've got a bunch of things happening here, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Talk about your company.
Well, again, Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting is what led me to the Small Business Development Center, a nonprofit organization to help small business. And since I'm an old banker.
Which we have gone to, and we have sent people.
Rock and roll banker.
Exactly.
We have sent people to you because it's free. That people can come in and talk about the businesses they want. They can talk about loans. They can talk about all those things. You got no skin in the game. I mean, you've got skin in the game, but you've got no dog in the fight.
Yeah.
That you can send them to everybody.
Exactly.
You're not going to push them to a place that you want.
I know the products. I know what's offered locally and non-locally even, and including SBA. And so I can at least tell everybody what's available and then try to guide them to what will best fit their needs, which is fantastic.
Great. Okay. Now, your company helps people that have gotten in over their heads.
Right. And I'm happy to say I've got my...
Now, this is separate from the other one.
Correct.
Separate totally from the
SBDC.
SBDC.
Exactly. And I've got my first two referrals directly from this show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Put that on Facebook.
I love it. So it works. And, I help people get their credit hopefully higher than it is today. In
that's
other words,
cool.
The credit score is what drives decision-making for people that are borrowing money. Right? And so the whole idea is to try to help everybody get 700-plus on their credit score. And I'm the guy that can help you, kind of guide you to get those scores up.
Well, let me ask you a question because this is—I just noticed because we have this security plan. You know, if somebody gets into it, and we got it for free because somebody had hacked into our. Remember, they hacked into the VA,
right?
You know, a year or so ago. Well, the VA turned around and gave everybody this, you know, the life lock or whatever it is, and they. But they give you a credit score every month. And I look at my credit score, and so I just went in and looked, and they've got wrong information. They have us owing a lot more on one credit card. I mean, by thousands more, and I'm not even sure how they did that. But it's in there, but it's in my credit score. I mean, we're still, you know, really good. But I was just wondering, how do we get that fixed?
If it is an issue of balance and balance correction, the easiest way to start with is to go to that credit card company, find out what they're reporting first.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, contact their customer service. You'll probably have to go up into their credit department and find out from them, hey, you know, I've got a discrepancy between my statement and what's posting on the credit bureau.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scoop?
Right.
That's probably the easiest way to start. 9 times out of 10, they want to keep your business, so they're going to figure out a way to fix it.
Well, I mean, it is just like... $15,000 discrepancy, and I thought, wow, we didn't come up
huge.
With that one.
That's huge, and that will affect your score, exactly.
It does, so, and that's the one thing they said, well, you've got, you know.
Too much owed, right? Yeah, that's one of the automatic things that people forget about is you can make your payments on time every single month, but if you max out the credit cards, that'll have a negative effect.
Right. Okay. Okay, well, that's just one thing that Joe can do for you. Okay, now we're going to take a quick break, Joe, and then we're going to come back and talk about this event you have going because we've been chit-chatting this morning. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends right over at Sleep Number. Linda?
Absolutely. My sleep number setting is 40 because we've been walking miles and miles and miles and moving furniture, and I move mine around. So my sleep number, and that's the beautiful thing about your sleep number setting is that you can make it whatever you want to make it. And I like having control of knowing how my body feels. Do I need more support or less support? So my sleep number setting is 40.
And with the new 360 bed, it adjusts as you go along. And we have Joe Rodola here, who also has a sleep number bed.
I do. My number is 65.
There we go. You know, my sleep number setting is also 6. Well, my sleep number setting is 60. Here's the thing. You can adjust it. You sit there. You know,
it was 100 last night.
It was 100 last night. Because
you didn't put it down.
I forgot.
He's supposed to put it up in the morning. I said, he didn't put his bed down last night.
Because because I adjusted yours.
You did.
I adjusted yours. And
then you fell asleep.
I put it down, and then I went did something else, and I went, because, but the bed is still, I mean, slept like a baby. Maybe I should move it up to 100. You'll never know.
Okay. Do you move yours around, Joe? Do you move your setting around? Do you usually
It does adjust a little bit, depending upon what my activity level was.
Hey, right now, they're having the big semi-annual sale. And the with the suite number 360 smart beds with a special savings of up to $700, and you can, in some cases, you can make payments on this. But you have to check it out at Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center. All right, we'll be right back with Joe Rodola, and then later on in a few minutes, we'll have the battle for South City Park, part three.
Showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at 7:30. Inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets, just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 8th, and Saturday, June 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world's famous Men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you girls breathless. Breathless. Make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. It's playtime. Hunks the Show. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Chaska College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Media here. KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. We just got a new table in our new studio. 400 pounds of quartz.
400 pounds
of beautiful, 400 pounds of beautiful quartz in there. Mike Huber, an estate granite, I can't even begin to tell you.
What a great guy he is.
Well, that, but also what a great professional he is. This thing is just absolutely perfect. He had to cut it, and the board we have that we went into it, the mahogany board, the cut is so perfect. I mean, there's no room there. I mean, it's like he built it around that one piece of wood. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by some more friends we have over at SST Oil. Bill Casparino, Dana, and all the gang over there. It's an employee-owned business. And right now you can get 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts. Unless you're a veteran, then you get another 5% off. All of this for your Toyo Tommy and Monitor heaters, water heaters, and heaters for your house. They're having early bird discounts from kerosene now through July. Give them a call at 530-241-1167. And Casparino and I are going to be tearing up the golf course Friday.
Friday.
It's a fundraiser, and Bill.
For?
I'll get back to you on
okay.
that.
Okay. I know that it was in the book, and
it was in the Bill put together.
I think
a team
it's for the blue. It's something like that.
Yeah, it is. It's something like that. And you know what the thing about it is I'm playing an integral part of this because everybody there has a low handicap. I'm the high handicap guy to keep them straight. You know what? I'm honored. I'm honored to walk out on a golf course with people that can actually hit the ball and it goes kind of in the direction you want it to. Hey, we're here with Joe Rodola, who is just, Joe goes, I just wanted to come on for a couple of minutes, guys. Come on, just let me out of here. Hey, Joe's got tell us about your business.
Again, I help people with credit issues, all different types, and also help people with small businesses figure out ways to finance those businesses.
Yeah. You know, and everybody, it goes through this credit thing where you go, well, wait a minute. And I was just using it as an example. I checked our credit report, and it's completely wrong. And Joe's told me what to do about it. And these are the things that Joe can do. Now, you've got something coming up.
Yeah, we got some events coming up, one being tomorrow. So I might as well get that one out. We do have a few seats left. It's a lender forum that will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock over at the Caltrans building on Butte Street. We'll give you more information by checking our website, of course, sbdc.org. Or contacting Emily. Emily's my right hand. She's the one that takes care of all the setting appointments and all that stuff at the office. And you can get a hold of her at 530-222-8323 to sign up for that event tomorrow. It's totally free. Lender Forum will be a bunch of lenders that will help describe what's available to you as a small business to borrow money.
You know, that's a good deal, too. And if you're a veterans, you can get some rates.
Exactly.
Does that include
discounts and rates? Yeah, very true.
So if you're thinking about starting a business or expanding that business.
Exactly. It's perfect. We also have two other events coming up real shortly. We have a marketing event coming up taught by our marketing person in June 26th. Lonnie will be teaching an event out at our main office, which is actually out at the Builders Exchange Frozen Gourmet building on Airport Road. It'll be an evening class to discuss marketing ideas. And then I'll be teaching a how to understand your financial statement class. That's a good one. It doesn't only tell you, if you're making profits. There's other things you can derive from a profit and loss statement and a balance sheet. I'll be here to teach you that for free on July 26th. So two events coming up.
All free.
All free.
All for people that for working in small businesses.
That's so great.
Looking for funding or looking just to understand things. Because a lot of times, when you start out, you have a good idea. And I went to a small business seminar like this down in San Diego years and years and years ago. And everybody, there's like 22 of us in there. And the gentleman putting it on says, okay, now we're going to go through and talk about everybody's business. Just give us, just what kind of business it is. Of those 22, this is in San Diego in around 2004 or 2005. Out of those 22 businesses, 12 were coffee.
Isn't that something?
And he at the end of, and as they're talking about, you can see people looking at each other, And then he says, "Now you can see that we have 12 businesses in here that are wanting to sell coffee, and you're already competing against." At that point it was Starbucks. And he says, so you've really got to come up with a good, solid business plan on how you're going to succeed here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was looking at, I'm going to be running boats up and down the coast here and smuggling
Okay, the golf tournament you're playing in Friday is for the CHP.
Right.
And I knew it was back the blue.
You're right.
So it's
the CHP. And
it's Sierra Oaks.
It's Sierra Oaks.
There
right.
you go. So I just wanted to, like, I knew
that's
that
what it was.
Because we talked about this a couple months ago. So, you know, and I know you're doing stuff with Back the Blue, and you've got some a game coming up that you're sponsoring, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to the Colt 45s game. That's going to be June 9th, and I will be there sponsoring the game as well as Back the Blue that night as well. So it's going to be a great day, June 9th.
That's a Saturday, and
yes.
It's going to be a super day. And, again, this kind of goes back into what we're talking about, taking back, you know, the battle for South City Park. You cannot let a group of people down there whom we outnumber by the thousands, dictate what we do in one of the finest recreation areas we have around here. And so coming down and going to those baseball games is what you do. You come down, you go to the baseball games, you thumb your nose over there at them, you don't have to do it literally, and you come in and you enjoy the evening, you go back out to your car, the whole thing. It's safe. They've got security down there, but it's making a statement that, one, we own this park. But the other thing, too, is it's a great time. Gosh,
yes.
You know, hot dogs and a drink for $5. I mean, hamburgers, wine, beer.
It's really good old-fashioned baseball. Oh, it really is.
It really, I tell you what, we were there the other night, bottom of the fourth inning. Grand slam.
And it's so fun to sit in the stands and hear the conversations around you.
Oh, yeah.
People
yes.
talking, and then it's just like, you know, right there. Yeah, and then, you know, hearing they're talking about life. And a lot of, you know what, we were sitting around, I said, now this is, we're sitting around a bunch of people who you knew from their talking about their painters, their roofers, their sheetrockers, they're working in construction, and then you have business owners, and it's just you get this whole, you're in the middle of it all, and then baseball is the love.
Exactly.
And it's another conversation.
And it's a great field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We helped at the Sons of Italy group help build the bocce courts out there, so we've got those out there as well.
We have those. And I'm saying,
it's really nice.
Tell you what, Joe, only thing we need to do is put a fence around the place and control it, and it's ours. And,
nope.
And if the city council can't do it, we need to get a new city council, just in my opinion. And we're going to talk a little bit about that at 7:30. But the big thing for you is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, big event, the forum.
At the forum at the
Caltrans building on Butte Street.
On Butte
Street.
Contact
us for exact address information and so forth. We have a few seats left.
And again, contact us is
530-222-8323, Small Business Development Center.
Small Business Development Center.
Now, the thing about this is they're going to have lenders there. Joe's going to have lenders there. So if you've got a business that it's you're maybe getting ready to kick it off, you just want ideas. Gosh, I've got this great idea, but I'm going to need money for it. These guys you talk to, I guess men and women you talk to, or you want to expand. I don't know. Does Terry want to talk about what we're talking here? Oh, the park. Okay. Well, Terry, hang on until 7:30, and we'll get to you in a minute. Anyway, Joe, thank you so much for everything you do around here.
Thank you very much.
You know, Joe, I was down there. We were talking. We were starting our business. How long have you been down there?
I've been down there 5 years now.
Okay,
it's
we were looking at expanding, and so I just went down there to talk to Joe, and he really great advice.
Thank
so
you.
I would highly recommend him. And then, of course, your other company.
Yep, to help with your credit issues, Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting. And can help you with your credit score, get that thing up so you can get lending and borrow funds at a cheaper rate with less fees.
There you go. Okay, Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's always a joy.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You're looking for a CCW or an advanced class defensive pistol defending your home, unarmed defense of your body and your loved ones. All of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out their website at usgunpro.com for classes. Their next class, by the way, is 9th and 10th of this month, which would be in like 2 weeks. Or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back.
KTNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds, raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 1460. Yeah. 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 30th. My gosh, the 30th of May. Bob.
Ooh.
June 1st, Friday. Could be Doug LaMoffa on the line, on the phone. Could be. I'm not sure. I never know. Doug always shows up. It's his people I've got to get my arms around. They're not sure. Gosh, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going up to 85 today, which isn't bad. Like, but yesterday, do you see how hot yesterday was? And Linda had me outside barbecuing chicken.
Yeah.
This is the way I barbecue chicken. I just throw it on the granite we have out there. And it just, you know, it cooks in like in a minute and a half because it's like 250 degrees. But if you don't have Alliance Heating and Air on your speed dial, you're being silly. They've been in the business over a quarter of a century. It's a better-known business. They do what they say they're going to do. Fair prices. Great workmanship. Give them a call. 221-2642. Look at their website. Homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. This is who we go. This is who we call. All right. Terry. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys, and a great show and all that good stuff. But, you know,
long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah. Hey, I love baseball. I mean, I love baseball. My oldest daughter is the coach of El Camino College. She's been voted the last 2 years in a row the top coach, the best coach in Southern California for all sports.
Wow.
And I love softball. We go down there all the time. That's when we go to Redondo Beach. We go down and watch the team play. We watch the championships. But how do you feel safe in a park where the owner of the team, or Rick Bassetti, is assaulted? Our police station, for crying out loud, Carl, is right next door. It's right next door. People sit in that park. They drink beer in the park in front of the police station. And, you know, I'm tired of the fact that if you say anything like, well, the police need to do their job, you hate the police. You're mean. You're a bad person. Arguably, these guys make double the family of four in their income, these police officers. I see four of them sometimes stacked up with one homeless guy. I see the motorcycle cops everywhere in town parked waiting to give tickets while all this criminal activity goes on. I don't really feel safe in that park. There's nothing better than a ball game, a hot dog, and a beer. But I don't feel safe taking my grandkids there.
I feel safe there. I feel
because
safe taking mine.
State security.
Well,
you know,
that's true. We're talking about the baseball. And the reason that you don't feel safe is because you believe that those people out there in the park have the capability of doing damage to you or your property, right?
No, you don't. No, sir. That's not it. I don't feel safe because I know if I do something to one of them, they can go after me. Why do you think Rick was reluctant to do anything? The law enforcement prosecutes us.
Oh, no. He called the police.
These other people, I was at Westwood Shopping Center yesterday going to the bank. I'm over there. There's a guy screaming at one of the North State security guys, using the F-bomb and everything else, yelling at him, telling him he doesn't have to move, freaking out, all that good stuff. The North State security guy got rid of him eventually, but he just went across the street and kept screaming. And, I mean, all that stuff goes on, and when you have North State security that will arrive at your home in 8 minutes, and the police in 10 or 15 minutes, I mean, the simple fact that you had to make the comment yesterday, well, we need to call the police and tell them to do their job. Seriously? How about instead of us backing the blue backs the community?
I think the blue does back the community.
What exactly is going on?
Well,
and maybe this
Terry,
is the city council's fault.
It is the city council's fault. Let's just lay it right out there. It is the city council's fault.
Okay.
They can do things, but you know what? You take a look at how many what the arrest rate is for the, you know, for our men in blue, men and women in blue. They're arresting thousands. That's literally thousands of people. Okay, here's the problem was when Bassetti called the cops, they were there immediately. They arrest the woman that evening. She's back out threatening Patty. There's the problem. The problem is, and the third part of my little series on Facebook is going to be the woeful failure of this board of supervisors to do anything, because they arrest them, throw them to jail. And that woman, after a physical assault, after destroying personal property, was out that evening threatening people again.
Yep.
That's
right,
the problem.
Man. You're right. Now, the Board of Supervisors does have something to do with this. Now, I know Les Baugh is now running on the ticket that somehow, miraculously, he found 200 beds. All of a sudden, miraculously, these are found.
200 beds. Wait a minute. Wait, 200.
64. Pardon me?
200 beds? There's 64 beds that they found with doing the shower fix.
Oh, he was out in Cottonwood doing the other night. He was out in Cottonwood talking about, 200 beds and all this stuff, and how they're going to find this, that, and the other if he's elected. You know, basically, I mean,
unless you come on and explain that to us.
Well, I think that'd be a great thing to do, but
he's
I want to thank
invited.
You for this. And I know this is difficult, but I mean, there's just so much frustration now with people. And again, it's the type of thing where you can have people that assault you, and really, you're the one who has to be on the lookout. I mean, if you do something, you're the one who's going to be in trouble. I know that they had this trouble over at several restaurants where these guys go and they lay in front and they shoot up in front of the restaurant. They try to remove them, and if they start doing something physically, the police are all over them. And I know that happened at Tortilla Flats. I mean, this is real stuff.
And you know what? And sometimes I do – there's a comment while we're talking here. Terry says, you feel safe, Carl, because of your background and training. Not everybody has that confidence. And that's true. I feel pretty comfortable in going almost anywhere. But you're right. There are a lot of people that don't feel comfortable doing that. They, a lot of ladies and women do not feel comfortable about doing that. And families and people bringing their kids, you're right. So what we have to do is we eliminate that nuisance. The way we eliminate that nuisance at South City Park is we gate it. We put a fence around it. If you just read those things that people have added on to that Facebook page, in San Francisco puts fences around their parks. There's a reason for this. We couldn't do this. We just have to have the intestinal fortitude, and the city council has to get off their butts. Kristen Schrader goes down there and says, oh, there's this problem. Kristen, it's been there. 5 years it's been here.
Yep.
It's not a surprise. Brent Weaver sat there when he was running for office with that South City Park. I'm running on law and order. I'm going to clean this park up. Brent, it's worse than it was.
Yep.
Anyway, Terry, thank you.
Well, thank you, Carl, and good show, and you're, oh, you're
we're not
spot
finished,
on, buddy.
We're
you're
not
spot
finished.
On.
We're not finished until we take that park back.
Right.
I agree with you,
and we want you and all of your friends to get in there and help, too. I mean, that's all it's going to take. We want to take the park back. Thanks, Terry.
You bet.
Henry. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm listening to your South City Park problem. I'm not thoroughly educated about it, but I think I have a solution to it.
Okay. Wait a minute. Somebody get close with me. Somebody get next to the delete button here.
There isn't really any point in talking about anything unless you have a solution. But let me present this to you. Why doesn't the city council charge a small fee for anybody that enters that park? Now, that will do two things. First of all, it'll pay for security, and it'll pay for cleanup.
Well, that was one of the ideas that we floated out, was that you make it reserved. You have to reserve the park, and then have a cleanup fee.
Let's take Shasta Lake. I have to have a permit to go to be on Shasta Lake.
Yep.
And that's a government thing. If I don't get a permit, I'll be asked to leave. If I don't leave, I'll be arrested.
There you go.
Now, it's that simple.
It is that simple.
You put on a fee of $2 or $3 or whatever figure you come up with. Most of these people aren't going to want to pay it, so they're going to leave. And you put enough security down there to physically remove them if they have to, or arrest them if they don't pay it. It's like going to a movie theater. You can't walk through the door without paying the ticket. You know?
That's right. And you know what? And if you're going to have popcorn, it's even more. But you're right. You know, but Henry, all of these are good plans. But here's the thing, Henry, unless the city council stands up on its hind legs for a change and says, we're going to, you know what, we're taking this seriously. We are going to make some changes. You know what it's going to take? It's going to take, like, you know, the citizens, in spite of the city council, to go in and put up a fence around the place. And then what do you do? Hey, look, city council, we put a fence up around the park. Ha, 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 ha. What are you going to do? You know, and so this is what needs to be done. But what needs to be done is people need to call the city council. People need to write to Kristen Schrader, to Brent Weaver, to Julie Winters, to Francie Sullivan, and Adam McElvain. They need to write to them and call them and say
to use phone calls.
Well, call them, write
them in phone calls, so they don't have anything else to do all day but answer the phone.
Well, they can do. The big thing is people need to say, I've had it. I'm fed up. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Take back South City Park.
Well, have you thought about maybe we ought to change the city council?
You know what? Elections are coming up in November, and if they can't get this done, if they can't do something as simple as this, they need to be replaced.
Well, that's exactly right, and there's so many bleeding hearts, I guess you'd call them out there, that feel sorry for people that are too lazy to work and too scared to steal.
Well, you know what? I know there's people out there that all they're looking for, you know, if they get a chance, they're going to be fine. They need to have a chance. I'm looking at the ones that are out there. When did we in Shasta County and in Redding say it's okay? What was the exact day that we voted to say it's okay to take a hypodermic needle, shoot up on the street or in the park in front of the kids, defecate on the ground, have sex in the park in front of everybody, leave trash that is unbelievable? When did we as a city say, oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. It's
well,
not.
Of course,
it
I'm,
is not
I guess
okay.
I'm part of the old school, but I was raised in a small town, and we had what they call vagrancy laws. Yeah. If you didn't have a job within about 3 days, you were invited to leave one way or the other.
Well, I don't know if that would work because, you know, I've been without jobs before, too. But anyway, Henry, got to run. Thank you, though, for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. You know,
I am not, you know what, if you go to, I know you probably don't go to Facebook, but if you do, I've written a couple of things, and the comments, the hundreds and hundreds of comments that have been through this are good comments. And the fact is, oh, we could do this, we can do this, we can do this. You know, it's everybody agrees it's a disgrace what's going down there, that we have several thugs. I mean, we're talking about, what, 40 people, 50 people?
How many do you think is at the park?
At the park, maybe 50 to 60.
Okay.
At the very most, 50 to 60.
No, I'd say about 60, yeah.
At the very most, depending on the day. But here it is why do the 60 people get to control the actions of thousands of people that are taxpayers that pay to have that park there?
Why do they get the right to say to somebody's face, this is our park? When did that happen?
You know what? They do not have the right to say that.
Well, they have the right to say anything they want to say.
Unless,
they do.
Well, I mean, unless they say it in the fact, oh, this is our park because it's all of our park.
Yeah.
But to say we control this park and we own this
park.
Like
it's their turf.
Like trying to park there, like for a baseball game. They've got their little
hooches.
Their hooches and their carts out in the parking in spaces there. Because, you know why? Because the game's on. That's why. They're trying to provoke a confrontation with Bassetti. Bassetti's already been, like I said, has been assaulted. You know, why we don't have the police down there just pushing them out every, you know, for everything. Now, right now, they can just sit there because it's a park. You need to make reservations. You need to fence the park in and make people pay for the right. You know, you'll get that money back if the area is clean.
Carl, day after day, I observed a hut with one wall of it, the sign for the park. They had built a hut against the back side, and that was there day after day. As I was going down there several days for this wedding that I helped with, and I just looked at this with my mouth hanging open.
Which was another confrontation down there, trying to get them to move from that. They had to call the cops to tell them, hey, give the wedding guests some room here. They had to call the police. Police got down there and moved everybody away again. Why should it be like this? It shouldn't be. And you know what? Here's the thing is. Jonathan Anderson was putting comments in there. Hey, look, these people, if they're not in our program, we don't feed them. Well, I'm getting information.
We're getting mixed messages on that.
I'm getting information that's not true. That they're feeding anybody down there. Who then after they fed, they don't have anything. They're not going to sit them around for the programs. They come right back up to where?
The park.
And then people say to me, what happens if you move them out of the park? Well, I guess they go someplace else. What happens when they go there? Well, then, guess what?
You phase move them again.
Two.
So, quick question. We saw tents at the park, like little pup tents.
Yeah.
Now, do you think in any other park, I don't know where, Sacramento, San Francisco, if you had a pup tent, you cannot spend the night?
No. There's no, you know what? No camping, no fires along the river. Just have to make that law. Guess what? And then clean it out. We'll be right back after these messages.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Chastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Chastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Chastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Chastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Loves, welcome back.
Love yeah. everywhere.
751. Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today, our temperatures are going to reach around 84 with our lows of 56 tomorrow. And actually, thunderstorms and mostly cloudy tonight. We're going to do a quick thing. Mostly sunny tomorrow, 75. Friday, sunny, 88. Saturday, hot with a high near 98. And Sunday, high of 95. Otherwise, clear skies, partly cloudy sometimes at night. But there's your week forecast, knowing that we've got sunny days ahead of us. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, the newest branch, 1845 California Street. Head on down and see how they've expanded their hours, expanded their services for their customers. Experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Okay. Moving on, I just, you know, just a couple comments from this. Even San Francisco has fences around the parks. Why not Reading? I would assume that the majority of the homeless are where they are being harassed the least. I don't see them around Turtle Bay or the new Sheridan or downtown. It's true. It's true. If you've got an economic interest there, people are going to be moving you around, which means the more you do. Now,
let's talk a little headlines.
Okay. Here's something that we're familiar with. Five suicides in 5 months of New York taxi drivers.
Well, we're not familiar with it.
Well, except for the case that we were riding in New York, riding in several cabs. And I asked one of the cab drivers, I said, I know you guys pay a lot for these. And I said, I understand that there's really been a big significant hit. He says, yeah, he says, the problems with the taxi cab service or taxi cabs in New York right now, it's a four-letter word, Uber and Lyft. These guys pay $700,000 or more for this button, which says that they can be taxi cab drivers in New York. Those buttons now are worth like $100,000, maybe even less. So you have all of these people that put all this money, and they can't make it anymore, because working 14, 16-hour days trying to make ends meet. And if you've been to New York, I mean, there's cabs everywhere. Trying to catch a cab can be,
fun.
It's fun. You've got to do things to have them notice you.
Yeah.
Like you do the, you know, that worm move? I like the worm move across the street. You know, that stops everything, and the cab, they get out and applaud.
Hailing a cab is fun. You got to find the, got to grab them, got to see if the light is on.
But the guy was saying, you have to see that. But the guy was saying, he says, no, he says, it's tough because of the Uber and all that. Because you can take a $6 Uber ride or a $12 cab drive, but the cab is paying all these taxes and everything. Anyway, they had the fifth taxi cab driver, or the fifth taxi cab driver in 5 months in New York commits suicide.
Man, yeah. Well, I know the guy that took us from the airport into the hotel, which was, I was impressed that it was a fixed price because, you know, you're thinking, oh, my God, it's $100. And it would be much cheaper to do Uber. Now, here we've got friends that travel to Vegas quite frequently.
But wait a minute. Finish that thought. Because
well, anyway,
it was only $50.
It was $50.
It was a set price.
It was a 25-minute ride. It literally is one of those rides that you literally had to get the handle, hold the handle, because we were tossed around in the back seat. It was intense.
It was great.
But this guy was Russian, been driving for 30 years, Trump lover. For example, he'd say, for example. And he would talk, well, sometimes I talk politics, but, you know, we hated Giuliani, but then now we miss Giuliani, so it was great. Anyway, in headlines, sleeping drug Ambien can cause a host of side effects, but it's unlikely racism could be categorized as one, as Roseanne Barr claims. Tuesday, the comedian wrote in a since-deleted tweet that Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. The VJ stood for Valerie Jarrett, an Obama White House aide. This led to the cancellation of her hit ABC show, which is a total poo-poo caca. Bottom line,
so she
should have never said. An apology from the comedian who said at one point she was Ambien tweeting in another social media post that had since been removed. Sanofi, who makes Ambien, tweeted a response Wednesday morning. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication.
You know, which is a good, you know, that's a good response because Ambien's being blamed for a lot of things. But here's the thing is, you know what? We watched Roseanne, watched it a couple of times because all the hype it had. You know, it made headlines because she was a Trump supporter, and in this world of Hollywood, when there is no Trump support or no conservative, where they fire Tim Allen, who had just a great show. And you know what? If you've never watched a Tim Allen show, the comedy, which was rated in the top 10 or 15, and then they canceled him, he had one about the VFW and a young lady there that had lost her leg in Afghanistan, and his daughter was interacting with her. It was really good. But then you get in Roseanne, and you know what? You tweet something like that, Roseanne.
No.
You're going to pay for it.
That's
just it. You know what? Too bad. You know what? Who I feel for is all those other people that come making comebacks, all the people that relied on that show for, to make a living.
The behind-the-scenes folks.
Behind-the-scenes folks.
Okay, you know
that's
how quick that
about.
Happened? She was canceled. She was fired. All of the staff turned their back on her, et cetera, within a 24-hour period.
Oh, yeah.
Why can't we do that down at the park? Why can't we get that kind of quick action? Like, we're going to take care of this right now.
Because we have leadership that's not like that.
Okay, now
let's talk about
this.
Okay,
wait a minute.
The reason is because the city council refuses to do anything about it. And why does the city council, Kristen Schrader, refuse to do anything about it? It's like she didn't even know about it. I'm sorry, Kristen, haven't you just driven by here? Don't you live in Redding? Though I've heard she lives in Mount Shasta. But don't you live in Redding when you're driving around? Don't you even see these parks? Excuse me. Well, what are you doing?
Okay, Bob with Boomer Tech. Here's the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this headline because it's important. Out of San Francisco, your mission, should you choose to accept it, turn your router off, then turn it back on. That's one of the things the FBI is asking people to do to help thwart a cyber attack. It says agents of a foreign government are launching against U.S. citizens.
I recommend anyway that if your internet is getting kind of flaky, and do this every 30 days anyway, unplug your router and walk away for 10 minutes. You can live without your internet for 10 minutes. What that does is force a reset in the router, and it dumps this firmware that is going on. And make sure it is updated. If you don't know how to update it, dig out the owner's manual or go online and see how to update your router, because they change the programming inside it. But yeah, unplug it once a month and just leave it alone for 10 minutes, and that forces a reset. And I bet your internet will improve 9 times out of 10.
Now, okay. Do we do that here? Do we practice that here the radio
station?
We
end up having to reset it ourselves anyway, at least once a month. So,
okay,
yeah.
All right. So we need to do that at home.
Just unplug it.
That was something that was really...
Hey, Starbucks new policy. And they just, you know, they shut down yesterday for a half a day. Cost, I don't know how much money it cost. We could care less. But what they're saying is anybody that comes into Starbucks is considered a guest. Whether they buy anything or how long they stay, use the bathroom, or any of this. So I'm thinking is that they move from South City Park, they could come up to Starbucks. I mean, it's air-conditioned. It's got, you know, it's nice facilities there. It's clean. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages and the news with our Shasta County Veteran Services Officer with all the things that are happening for our veterans. It's been a couple months since she's been here. We'll be right back.
KCNR News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They're shrouded in secrecy. Diplomatic efforts to bring about that summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We believe that a very close advisor to Kim Jong-un by the name of Kim Yong-chul is on his way to New York at this very moment, where he will conduct talks with U.S. officials in hopes of reviving a summit that was planned for next month in Singapore.
Correspondent Chris Bodine in Beijing, the summit tentatively set for June 12th. An explosion has damaged a UPS freight hub in Lexington, Kentucky. The blast sent multiple people to the hospital, what fire officials describe as an accidental explosion. More than 4 years after the jetliner disappeared without a trace, Malaysia's prime minister says they're giving up the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370.
There comes a time when we had to stop it because we have done a very big research program all over the world, and we have not found any evidence yet.
The plane with 239 people on board vanished while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. An evacuation order affecting hundreds of people in the western North Carolina mountains has been canceled. Authorities had been worried that the Lake Tahoma Dam, threatened by flooding from the remains of subtropical storm Alberto, might give way. However, that structure has now been deemed safe. New American Cancer Society guidelines out today recommend that Americans start colon cancer screening earlier, at age 45 instead of 50. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 225 points. NASDAQ ahead 63. The S&P is up 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword radio offer.
This week's deadly attack in Belgium was a case of terrorist murder. That's the assessment of a federal magistrate who says the investigation now focuses on whether the assailant acted alone.
The attacker has been named by reports here in Belgium as Benjamin Herman, known apparently for drug dealing. Prosecutors say he'd been let out of prison on Monday for a one-night temporary release to prepare for his forthcoming full release. It now appears he killed a former cellmate on Monday evening, and then just before he was due to return to jail yesterday, embarked on his killing spree targeting police in Liège. The two police women he murdered with their own guns were both mothers in their mid-40s. The passerby he shot in a car was a 22-year-old student.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus. The Hamas rulers of Gaza say they have now agreed to a ceasefire with Israel. That would end the largest flare-up of violence between the two sides since a 2014 war. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Trump hosting a sports field day at the White House.
The president wants to reverse a trend of fewer children participating in sports and make youth sports more accessible to economically disadvantaged students. So on the White House South Lawn, he will hold a field day promoting the goals of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Mr. Trump is expected to join athletes at stations that will include flag football, baseball, volleyball, golf, soccer, and track and field.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. An international economic watchdog says threatened new trade barriers and rising oil prices could stunt long-awaited global economic growth. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says the threat of trade restrictions has begun to adversely affect confidence, and tariffs would negatively influence investment and jobs. And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 207 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Same great walk-in humidor, except it's not really the same. It's expanded, and it's better, and great customer service. It's 6 minutes after the hour, at 8 o'clock here on the 30th of May. Gosh, you know what? Linda.
I know.
You've let May get away from us.
You know, and I have to laugh because
the last Wednesday. How did it happen?
In one of the reports today, you're talking about Tobacco and Brew. There is a, let's see, 114-year-old man who said, well, maybe I should stop smoking now.
Nah.
I'm just saying, you know, that's just, I don't advocate, but I'm just laughing at the, you know, what that article's about. Hey, 68 degrees in the downtown studios. How you doing this morning on KCNR 1460? Thank you for commenting in the chat pack. We've got a great next hour filled with lots of great information. 8:06 in the morning, again at 68 with our highs today. Our temperatures will be around 84, and then tonight prediction is isolated thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy with our lows of around 46. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 75. It's partly cloudy, 54 on Thursday night. Friday, sunny with a high of 88, mostly clear with our lows of 61 on Friday night. Saturday will be hot, H-O-T is the way they describe it. 98 degrees with lows of 65. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, always, always, always give them a call, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms started 8 years ago at 2539 Larkspur. Now, John and Sarah have done just a great job in building a business. It's the only place that I would think about going and buying a firearm is right there. Whether it's a pistol or a rifle or shotgun, whatever. John Bastiani prides himself in customer service and always having what the customers want. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call, 222-8222. Hey, you know what? Celestina Traber is with us, the Shasta
Good
County
morning.
Veteran
Good
Service
morning.
Officer. And here, let me trumpet this one fact about the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Literally pays for itself. Think of this. A county or even a city agency that actually pays for itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell
it's amazing.
Tell people how that happened, Celestina.
Well, I was doing the math, and I realized that the money we get for veterans, they spend about 33% back into the county. The state draws a tax of 7.25, and the county gets money back from the state because they're spending at the stores and the boutiques and stuff in our county,
sure.
So we get money back.
Yeah.
So if you do the math. Yeah, so we bring back probably about $1,000 more than our budget.
And your budget is what?
A little over $400,000. Little tiny budget.
it's $400,000, but the amount of money that comes back in through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We have 18,000 veterans around that, right?
Yeah.
Around that.
Around that.
In the county. Plus, and the amount of money that flows through from the veterans, and we're not talking retired pay here.
Right.
It's totally different. But from the benefits that they've earned.
Compensation,
mm-hmm. injuries, combat, injuries while on active duty, all
pensions.
Of those comes to about what?
How much we've
gotten
back? About $96 million.
$96 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's not counting the retirement pay.
Correct.
Which would add probably double that, at least, I imagine, because there's a lot of retired military around here.
Correct.
So the only reason I'm saying this is not to beat the drum. Except here we've got an office run by Celestina that has gone through turmoil over the last few years, but now is back on track. And you're still limited to the amount of people you can help by the amount of people in the office.
Correct. And I just hired some new people, and I'm excited to say
yes.
Good. We're fully staffed.
Oh, good.
Fantastic.
Yes. So I have Amy Hancock, which is our new office assistant. She's amazing, and she brings our office a whole bunch of skills, high-end skills, that she really is going to help us bring our office up to where it needs to be.
Uh-huh.
So we also have Patrick Meehan, which is our new VSR1.
Okay, he's just starting out.
Fantastic. Yeah, so... Our office will be closed June 1st through the 8th because we're all going to national conference.
Okay, where's that and what's that about?
It's in Reno, and we need to keep up our CEUs and all our education because we do all the legal stuff. And so we are going to Reno, and Patrick needs to be nationally accredited before he can get on the floor and help veterans. So.
Mm-hmm.
He has to pass the legal exam. We've been prepping him, and he's going to go and take the legal exam.
I bet you'll learn a lot. We'd love to hear from you when you get back about what, you know, besides taking the tests and doing the things like that, I'm sure there's breakout sessions about what's happening in the veteran industry or what would you call it? It's an industry.
It is an industry. Yeah, we also we meet with legislative officials and we talk about law and we push legal laws about veterans and military and just different. They want our opinion because we're on the floor ground.
Brennan. Well, it is. It's a floor ground. That's
floor
Linda.
Ground no. running.
Well, that's Linda. Well, Linda, you have these things. We're on the floor ground running. And I'm sure that was something like we've hit the ground.
Yeah,
we're
you
on
go.
The ground floor and we hit it running. I mean, that's cool. I understand. See?
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm going to ask you a question that just popped into my head, and please, I'm sure you have the answer. But when we first came here, we were hearing that there was a cottage industry for PTSD. And how it was, if you went to this doctor and you found out, how much percentage you would get. Are you finding that there's been, that if that was the case, because you've been with the office now for some time, are you finding that people are starting to clean that up, that, let's find out the true percentage of what somebody would have with their disability or what's it called when you have, you're disabled.
Yeah. Yeah, they really did clean it up in the last few years. Well, they broke it up. They have to be seen by a psychiatrist or a psychologist, a PhD now, not just a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can have a counselor also confirm, but we take that information to the BVA, and then they make a decision. But before they do that, they actually have a specialist their own double-check them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really kind of go through this huge 4-hour exam, and they examine everything, and they talk to them, and just to make sure they're exactly where they're going to rate them.
Yeah, and this is, and Celestina keeps, very nicely reminding me and you'd come down.
You do.
It's been 10 years, and I got part of it. I just didn't get the hearing thing, and I promise I'll get down there so you can set me up a hearing test. And that would be – well, no, that's the last part then. I think.
And why do you keep putting it off? Because you, represent – you speak for a lot of people, Colonel, for a lot of people in the veteran. Why do you – I'm just – I mean, okay, I'm going to take away that I'm his wife and his partner, but – why do you keep putting it off? Is there something about...
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know, the fact is eliminating all the things that can happen for our veterans. But, you know, by having Celestine on, talking about all the other things that come across the desk. You want to get the information out there. Sometimes it's, you know, and this is just me. For some people, it's a much higher priority. For me... It's on my priority list after getting that studio done and after doing these things. But I know it's just around the corner. All I have to do is walk down there, and they're sitting there with the paperwork. And, I mean, literally, that's all I have to do, and I will do that. Because, again, it's watching how the system works. Then we can talk about that. Because the first time I went to the VA clinic, it was just to see how the system worked. Mm-hmm. And it was here in Reading, and it worked. And then I went to the Veterans Service Office back when Dave Hanford was there, and it worked. And now it's working. It works now because I talked to people. But you're right. I need to go back through the system one more time to see if things have changed.
Yeah, and see how the system has changed.
Yeah. Okay, we're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, an Army veteran, and we thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, the place that Linda goes down to spend money when she has that. After I go to Bastiani's and go, oh, she says, oh, honey, you need that. You need that gun. And then I have to turn around and go with her and say, oh, honey, you need that diamond.
All right, tongue in cheek. And by the way, I do go in there and I look for Mother's Day. And, you know, they have great estate pieces and wonderful Indian jewelry that's a pawn, you know, that kind of the vintage. That's what we call it.
Estate.
Yes, yeah. And a picture watch. I love my – I do have, a few watches, and I like to have them – updated and cleaned and that kind of thing. So that's a great place to go to, locally owned as well. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. Can you feel it coming in the air tonight?
John Green, candidate for Shasta County Sheriff here. My opponent has claimed hundreds of personal endorsements from various people who do not live or work in this community. I, however, have been endorsed by the men and women of the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association. I've also been endorsed by the Peace Officers Research Association of California. These are powerful endorsements for new leadership. I am that new leader.
John Green for Shasta County Sheriff, pro Second Amendment and pro CCW. Take a stand for your community and stand with John Green on June 5th. Paid for by the committee to elect John Green.
A true country crossover tribute band. Comprised of the best musicians and performers, they pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River. Live in the Event Center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life. Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama. And will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sounds of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama Tribute Band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the river. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, what are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindbach. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 68 degrees going up to 84 today. Weather report brought to you by Chestnut Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. They are there to help make your loved ones feel comfortable. And where do they feel comfortable? There's no place like home. That's right. That's what Home Helpers does. Talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out their website, readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And there's questions coming in off the chat room. And how many – let's just throw this out real quick so people, you know, first time. How many people do y'all help a year, would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Over 500 new coming
500
in.
500 new a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Plus the old ones. Right.
Which is about 8,000.
So you've got 8,000 in your books and then 500 new ones a year.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's going to be even more and more as time goes by.
Yes.
You know, as the, you know, the wars and all this. Trying to keep up on everything must be crazy.
Kind of, but it's doable.
Okay.
Been doing it a while, so, you know, and I have a great team. That's what makes it doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the team is really strong, they're knowledgeable, they have all these skills. It's incredible. I'm very fortunate.
Well, you know what, though, when I call over there, and it's you're seeing somebody, too. I mean, you're right in the middle of the fight yourself.
Yes.
You're a hands-on individual.
Correct.
Okay.
I maintain my caseload.
Here's a question that came in from the chat room. What about the new rating for pain thing the VA just passed? I mean, I just had never even heard of that one. What's that one about?
Yeah, as of April 3rd, the court ruled chronic pain is a VA disability now. It used to not be in itself. It used to be if you were rated at 0 to 10%, that was rated on pain.
Mm-hmm.
And anything above that was your inability to bend, your flexation, your, you know, your range of motion. But now they have a whole new pain rating by itself in a different code. And the pain can be by itself without any other underlining in a disability.
Okay, so it can be something. If somebody has been injured and years ago and they constantly have pain in that shoulder or the joint or something like this,
mm-hmm.
That can now be rated.
It can. We find more and more people coming to our office and going, you know, my knee hurts. It just hurts so bad. But when they take the x-rays, it comes up clean. I don't know, understand. It's
yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
But I hurt horribly. They were not taking that pain and how that pain literally changes their entire life and how they can't work and how they can't do things because of the pain. And now they're finally taking it in consideration.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
But see, that's... Wow.
It's hard.
It's
going to be a challenge for us.
So, yeah, because somebody comes in and says, this really hurts, but there's no evidence. There's nothing. There's no damage. There's nothing. There's nothing in your record. Yes, but it hurts all the time. What do you do then?
Yes, that's why we go to the national conference. because we have to learn this. It's a whole new area that we're going to have to discuss and figure out how to figure it out. And they passed the law, but then leave it with us.
And I sympathize with people because I'm in pain a lot. Linda knows that. I mean, it's just a part of my life. You know, it's my life that I've lived. I have a hard time with this one. If somebody coming in and say, my back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the biggest. Now, I'm not talking about me, but that's one of the biggest things for insurance scams is people say they have injured backs. So somebody comes in and says, I just got pain. I was in the Air Force in 1994 to 96, and I hurt my knee. Well, there's nothing in there about that, but my knee hurts. It's hurt since then.
Yeah, we have to prove it.
Wow.
That's our job, is to prove
it. It's your job is to prove it, though.
It is. Yeah. Or
do you ever disprove it? Or you just, what you do is you put it together. You let somebody else decide on it.
No. Correct.
Okay.
We don't adjudicate.
You give your best shot for somebody. You're like a good defense counsel.
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Because the person walks in and deserves the very best.
Right. Right. And we put the case together. We make sure it's strong enough to go up against the BVA and that they don't kick it back. And we make sure that we have a whole responsibility to make sure that the nexus is in place.
Well, but not every case is a success. It can't be.
It can't be. But it's not always because we failed to prove something. Sometimes the law has changed. Sometimes the raider missed some evidence that was in the computer. There's so many variables. Well,
but do you ever have a time when you're doing it that says, because I've talked to other people that work down there, goes, I know that this is BS. do you ever look at this and go, this is, there's just no way that I can prove that this is happening?
Yeah.
I mean, do you run into that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well, what do you do then?
We can't send in a frivolous case.
Okay. That's the point I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's our responsibility to talk to them, work with them, believe in them, but make sure that they go back and bring us the evidence so that we can prove it.
Okay.
So we take all the time we need with them in order to just stand alongside them and work through it.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that this is one of the comments, is that some people just don't have a claim. You know, they think they do.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Some people come in and go, I go to the VA clinic, and so I'm disabled because they have me on medication. I'd like to file a claim. Well, that doesn't mean if you see the VA clinic, it doesn't mean that you have a case through a disability through the VA. They get confused between their current disability and it not being connected to the military.
Right. You could have something that has no connection to the military the VA is seeing you for.
Correct.
Because veterans can go down to the VA, and if they have room, even if you're not service eligible in the sense you've been injured or anything.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
If a veteran can go down, if they have room, they can go down and get physicals and all these things. So if they give them medication, that has nothing to do with the fact of their service.
Correct.
Because they have no service-related disabilities.
Correct.
Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver, and this is really interesting. Now, do you have certain things you need to get out today, besides the fact that we do have another Memorial Day service today at 11 o'clock?
Yes, at the Vet Grove at the Convention Center, so please come.
And what time is that again?
11 o'clock.
All right.
And there's lunch
today.
Afterwards.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing.
Steve Eck throws that one
on. It's wonderful.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in a couple minutes because we're going to hit the rest of the things that Celestina has. But I also want to talk about if somebody says, well, you know, I've never been down there before. What's it look? I mean, how does it work? You know, y'all, when somebody walks through the door, what they should expect. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. That's right. It's the premier retirement community in Northern California. Beautifully designed near everything, Turtle Bay, shopping. It has it all. A gourmet chef. It's kind of like being on a cruise ship. that's not on the water, River Commons Senior Living. And, you know, people have their cars. They go out and do things. It's just a great place talking to the people that were there or that are there. We go on over there to visit. Really a fine group of people at River Commons, and the staff is outstanding. Give them a call, 238-5981. They're located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, which just happens to be next to the Veterans Clinic, the VA clinic right there, and across the street from Five Star Bank. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote on June 5th.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Lift off. Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR on this wonderful Wednesday. Oh, some of you may call it hump day. Or I don't know, there's got to be a better day, better term than that, right? I think somebody said, can you think of another term than hump day? I don't know. I mean, it's Wednesday. It's a great day of the week.
How about humpy day?
It's the humperocious. It's a humperocious day. Okay, how's that?
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Great people there, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And questions are coming in. And this is a good question about hearing loss. So everybody out there, huh? Everybody out there, you know, because if you're in the service, mm-hmm. a lot of times you're going to have hearing loss just because it's loud.
Right.
But then as you get older, a lot of times you have hearing loss because right. you get older. Do the two get mixed up?
Yes, they do all the time. Yes. It's the hearing test. Mm-hmm. There's a special dip that really shows an acoustic trauma mm-hmm. that happened throughout at some point in their life, where when you get older, your hearing test shows more of a gradual loss. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between the two, because if you're combat, it's easy to prove your hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're around combat, noise, exposure.
When a 50 cranks up and you're in that general area, I mean, it's just, I mean, it. You focus.
A 50
on what,
cranks depend, up.
Yeah, a 50 caliber cranks.
Whoa.
Well, you know,
your chest? Does it, like, move your insides around?
It will if it's the bullet hits you.
No, I'm just saying, right next to it. It's just, mm-hmm.
What happens is it depends on what's going on, because you'll get a focus out there. And that'll be in the background until it's over. And then everybody turns around, and your lips are moving, but nobody can hear anything right away.
Oh, man.
No. And then you get the question from the young lady who at the VA, who not your place, but the VA clinic, who's never been in the service. Well, did you wear your ear protection during combat patrols? No.
No.
No, I didn't do that. I'm sorry. I should have, huh? She goes, well, that's why they give it to you.
Wow. Really? So
anyway,
you're...
Let's have Celestina explain this to us here.
Yeah. So, we ask them to bring in a hearing test, and we look at it, and we decide, and we actually take their entire history, and we try to prove it the best we can. It's about writing up a good claim. It's how we write it. Now, we're also writing to civilian adjudicators. A lot of the VA that adjudicates these claims are civilians.
Yeah.
So we really have to spell it out.
Well, you know, and that's really a good point, because it's not just the civilians in that chain that you have to talk to, because mm-hmm. this impacts on so many different aspects of the veterans, of the military, things that are going on with the VA, because your senators and your congressmen, most of them, where it used to be almost all of them, had served in the military.
Right.
Now very few, when you look at the statistics, statistically speaking, have served in the military, and even worse, their staff have not served in the military.
Correct.
So they don't understand. They don't understand the jargon. They don't understand the experience. So you've got to kind of educate people at the same time you're trying to get something done.
Correct. We actually do lots and lots of research. We pull up pictures of tanks and certain tanks and even heavy equipment. I get a lot of denials on heavy equipment, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you know what a 5-ton sounds like? So we actually have to take pictures and take studies and put it together with their claim so we can show them what it sounds like, but on paper.
Well, you know what? That makes sense, because, you know, you got people in a side of tank, and I've been inside tanks before. I've fired lanyards. I've fired artillery before, because I went over there to see what all the fun was. And maybe a one-time deal, but when you're around it all the time, in that tank, it just is grinding and grinding and grinding, the noise, and how noisy it is. How noisy it is when you've got, you know, 100 Marines firing.
Yeah.
And then all the things going off. Or just riding around in the back of a truck.
Exactly.
A 6x. It's loud.
Loud.
And and if you've never had that experience, the opportunity to advance yourself like that, you've got to show them, look, they're riding around in this, you know, this is noisy. Look how this is the decibels. And they're in it all day.
All day, yes. All the time.
Well, they should have been wearing their ear protection. Okay, you're right. They should have. Oh, my God. You're right. I hate bureaucrats.
That's what it feels like when you're talking about why would you?
No,
you're in combat. You need to hear something around the corner.
But you get that all the time, CT.
We do.
It comes back and goes, well, why didn't they do this?
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, are you kidding? Hearing
but
protection?
you can't say to them,
dangerous.
You ignorant ass.
No.
You can't write that in there.
No.
Well, not exactly like that.
You got to play nice because you got
to
get along with everybody.
You're trying to
it's a political. You're holding an office. You've got to be, you know, savvy in certain ways in order to work with several institutions.
Yes, and it's not beneficial for the veteran if you put it that
way. You don't want to get in a brouhaha with somebody when the veteran's going to be the one that gets hammered, not you.
Correct.
You know, you know, even if you're right and you prove the person's wrong, a lot of them are small enough to just go, oh, okay, you're right. Disapproved or something. Okay. What's some other things going on?
Congress passed a bill. It's called the VA Mission Act. It is a major rehaul of the CHOICE program.
This is very important. Can you explain to our listeners what this is?
So our CHOICE program is has been continuously yearly running out of money. It's where the VA, they can't be seen by a specialist, and then they have to go to Mather or they have to go to San Francisco. And nobody really, our 80 and 90-year-olds really can't drive that traffic and that far. Even our disabled veterans, especially with the backs, they can't sit that long and travel. So the CHOICE program was enacted so that they could see a civilian here in the same county and that the VA would pay for it. Well, there's been some problems with that because of the civilians aren't being paid on time or not being paid at all, and the veteran gets the bill. There's been a lot of problems with that.
Okay, let me say this. I've used that CHOICE program, twice.
Okay.
And it has absolutely worked. Well, let me put it this way. It's worked on my side.
Good.
Perfectly.
Excellent.
It's worked perfectly. An injury in my shoulder from, you know, years ago has acting up really bad. It was really painful. I couldn't move my arm. And they got me into Shasta Orthopedics over here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a shot. I mean, but otherwise, it was 45 days.
Yeah.
I had to wait to get down to Mather. Yeah. So that CHOICE program worked for me, I think, on two occasions.
Now, and also the colonoscopy, wasn't it fast? Wasn't it also?
No, that came under something else.
Okay.
But what happened was, I have the service. I got it quickly. It worked. I don't know if they got paid, but I have not ever heard anything else about it. So I assume they did. But there's organizations, veterans organizations, that are very leery of CHOICE.
Yes, there is.
Because?
Yeah. Because of the payout. But they did fix it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the year before, they were really struggling with getting them paid on time, and the doctors were getting frustrated, so the doctors stopped seeing the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of limited who they could see. Now, it's they have revised it, and they're creating a new VA benefit commercial walk-in clinic. So they're pulling in the clinics now in order so that the veterans can see them.
At the VA clinics?
No, just civilian.
Just civilian
any civilian clinic that wants to be part of the CHOICE, they can sign up now, and they're broadening that opportunity.
Well, you know what? Okay, now this is why this is really good, too. So the other day, you know, if you have it, like, you need to be seen about something. And so you can go down to the VA clinic, go to their, you know, emergency care there, if you have it. But if you've got, say you're someplace else, and you've got walk-in clinics. If they sign up for that CHOICE thing, then the veterans can just go in there and it's taken care of and it's paid for by the VA.
So you'd find that online, like say for instance you're in
Hilltop Medical.
Say you're in Reno,
right?
And you don't want to go to the VA clinic or whatever, so you find out online who is in the CHOICE program.
What happens is you have to go to your VA doctor. The VA doctor actually has to give a prescription and contact the CHOICE program first. Then the CHOICE calls them, says that they've been approved, and gives them a few examples of what doctors they can see. They choose one, and then that doctor calls them for an appointment. So it really...
So it's not like a really just a walk-in, then?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's, so
they
it's
can't
like it
just
is now.
Walk in.
Because
okay.
The way it is now, mm-hmm. I'm seen by my doctor over at the VA, who then sets me out in the CHOICE program. CHOICE calls me,
correct.
Tells me who they are. You can make your choice, though, of... CHOICE. You can select out of a number of different offices.
Correct.
And they helped me out with that.
Okay. And it's the same way now. It's not going to change.
Okay.
It's just they're adding a little bit more clinics and more options.
Do you sense a a movement to open up. When I was talking about the, you know, different organizations, veterans organizations that were very leery about choice because they saw that as a way of moving or taking veterans hospitals and shutting them down. I don't know, you know, because then, well, you know, we can just move this money instead of keeping institutions open. We can use this money to send our veterans to doctors right there in their own town.
Be honest, that is on the board, on the table, I should say. That is being talked about right now and being discussed amongst them on should they keep them open or should they just contract with civilian doctors. And they're, I think they're expanding. This is my view, but I think they're expanding the choice program to see if it's going to work. I think they're testing the waters.
And there's a lot of veterans organizations. I mean, all of the ones are fighting this because they believe that if you take away the veterans hospitals and the VA clinics and just push them into civilian, that you're not going to have the service. And a lot of people say, oh, the VA is in terrible shape. But you have our clinic like here, and many clinics like ours are just really good.
They are.
That if you take that away, now we are shuttled into the into a neighborhood, you know, into our neighborhood doctors.
Yeah, it's mainstreaming, and mainstreaming doesn't always work, and it's not specialized. And I think our veterans want someone, someplace special for them to go that sees veterans, veterans seeing veterans, or veterans being able to see other veterans in the same place, really is a sense of community for them.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that means a lot. And I didn't realize that so much. But I said, why would they be fighting against this choice program? Then I realized what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking is yeah, maybe we have problems here. But I have to look at our clinic. And maybe I should look at a bigger picture. But I look at our clinic here. I hear 98% of the people that go to our clinic here are happy.
I agree. Yeah. They've really
they've really
have tried. They have. Yeah. They have. I also wanted to bring up that they're...
Let me take a break first so we have the rest of the time here. This portion of the show brought to you by Him to Talk About Medicine, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with CT, Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who's doing a great job.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko. I've had the privilege of serving as your sheriff since 2006. With 39 years of law enforcement experience, I'm dedicated to public safety. No doubt, these are difficult times. We currently lack the number of deputies and jail space to serve our community. However, I've been relentless in the recruitment and retention of personnel to accommodate county needs. The Board of Supervisors recently accepted my plan to move forward with an increase of 60 jail beds. Raising the capacity of the jail, and as chair of the Drug Task Force, we are working to address drugs in our communities. There are many issues facing our community, including homelessness, and there is no short-term solution. However, I am dedicated to the long haul. This is a time for experience and knowledge to do the job for you. With your support, our community can meet the challenges we are facing. I ask for your support and your vote on June 5th.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Tom Basanko, Sheriff 2018.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
For some, yard work isn't a chore. It's a passion. If you're someone who loves being outside and takes pride in your lawn, then you need the Honda HRX.
one of the most technologically advanced walk-behind mowers on the planet. The HRX features the VersaMow system, a unique 4-in-1 system that lets you bag, mulch, discharge, or shred leaves with no attachments. Then there's Honda's exclusive MicroCut twin blade cutting system, which gives you finer clippings for more bagging capacity, or when mulching, finer clippings that actually help feed your lawn. Plus, the HRX's handle and controls are ergonomically designed to be comfortable on your hands. A limited lifetime warranty on the Nexsight deck and an impressive 5-year limited warranty on the mower make the HRX one of the best values anywhere. To learn more, just visit Honda.com. Better yet, come see the Honda HRX at Lee's Honda, 2230 Larkspur Lane in Reading. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967, online at Lee'sHonda.com. It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
How you doing?
I know you've been lighting up Facebook.
And not sure who we're going to have on
Chat
tomorrow.
Hack, I mean, you've been on that whole
not sure who's on
Tiger
tomorrow.
Phil Park thing going on. And
maybe I'm going, I don't know who I'll have on tomorrow. Maybe I'll get one of the city councilmen
or women
on to talk about what they're going to do about Tiger Phil. Maybe we'll try and get the mayor on, see what she says. Hey, our guest today is Celestina Traver, or CT as the troops call her. Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. You've got a couple other things here that you want to talk about?
I do.
We got 10 minutes.
All right. With the VA Mission Act, they're expanding the VA Caregiver Program. Huge. Because it was only for post-9/11 veterans and their wives. Now they're expanding it.
Now, what exactly is that?
It is when you're severely injured over in Iraq or Afghanistan, you
right.
come home and the wife has to quit her job or she has to leave
right.
her job all the time to come and take care of the husband.
Right.
Then she gets a stipend for doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So we are finding that the Vietnam veterans need help. And
they're reaching that age now.
They are. And there's also severely injured veterans before post-9/11 that really could use the caregiver program, and now they're expanding it.
Okay, so then that means is then their loved ones, their ones that are providing the care, are now being able to get paid, you know, for their time and all this. Okay,
yes.
All right.
Yeah, which is really cool. So.
What are you giggling about, Bob?
No, okay.
Oh, something not about this. Okay. Yeah, we have people running in and out, looking at the table and then running out again, our new table. What else
we have? We have Operation Gratitude boxes. We got 1,000 boxes in. We're excited. Operation Gratitude is a bunch of volunteers, and they put together these boxes, and they have perishables or non-perishable items, scarves, books, et cetera, similar to the Christmas for
right.
the troops.
Yeah.
Well, we have 1,000 boxes are at our office, and we're giving them out to the homeless and people that really need a little extra happy boost for the day.
When we say homeless, do we mean homeless veterans?
Homeless
or
veterans.
Homeless.
Nope, homeless veterans.
Homeless veterans.
Yes.
Okay.
Homeless veterans and veterans that really are on a fixed income, maybe
tight.
An elderly person could
tight.
Use.
Yeah.
Yeah, tight. Tight income.
Yeah, that they could do something like this would be very, you know, they wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yeah, if they're upset or they had a really hard day, we give them this box of love, we call it, and we give it to them, and it just really makes them happy, and it's a little,
cool.
Yeah.
We ought to have those, Bob. We need boxes of love here, little love boxes that we can
right?
hand out to people. each other. You know, Bob, if you had a bad
love
day.
Love is all you need.
Here, let me give you a little box of love here. It's going to have two joints.
Taken out of context.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, no, none of the legal marijuana.
No.
Okay, what else?
We have actually done a revamp of our entire front of our yard. We actually have now red, white, and blue bushes instead of the green, dark green
really?
Ones. Yes.
I drive by there every day. I have not noticed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Come by our office, see what has changed.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going in there because I am taking abuse, not only from CT, but now Linda is abusing me by coming in and finishing up something that was started, gosh, I don't know, 7 months ago. I hadn't finished it. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I'm coming in. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think that there's one person that wanted me to talk about this retire pay and state income tax deal.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that they had come out that, well, so why don't you explain it to people?
So there was a bill up in Congress which did not get passed.
California.
Oh, in California.
It was California. Right.
You're right. That would exempt retire pay from state income tax.
Well, you know what? I just sat there and I looked at it and I thought, wow, because there's a lot of retired military in California. I bet that would take several billion out of the economy.
$130 million. Come out of the general fund, and so they shut
like
it
that.
Down.
Of course
they didn't
they
like
did.
It.
You know what I would like to see is that your state income tax is lessened by. But the percentage that you're disabled.
A
disabled veteran is, say, 20% disabled, then his income tax is 20% off that. And if you're 100% disabled, then you're 100% of your income tax. You don't pay. That way people still pay income tax, but it's not a reward, but it's a kind of a benefit of
incentive.
People that it's a benefit for people who have served and been injured and have been disabled, that you take that amount off their state income tax. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it be federal income tax too, but I don't think you're going to be able to, you know, maybe you could introduce that, because if you look at only 1% of the people in the United States have served, you know, we've got all three of us in this place sitting right here right now have served. But this is a really high percentage when you look at the whole United States.
Well, our disability, the compensation, obviously, is tax-free.
Right.
And so, but the disability, the retirement is not. And some people are really on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, and California is so expensive to live. It's
comparable. And we throw money at people that are, you know, here legally or not working because of choice and all that. And then you have a person that serves their country and is on a tight, you know, budget, trying and all this, that. Yeah, I don't see why there couldn't be something done there. Obviously, the state of California really doesn't believe that, though. Anyway, Celestina Traver, you have done a great job.
Thank you.
For us, and you've been doing a good job. You've been doing it for years, and you continue to do it. We're, of course, as we said, in the middle of changes around here, and you are constantly changing down there.
I am. Moving forward.
Moving forward, and I really, really appreciate the fact, and we don't have time. Well, maybe we do. Okay, I come running down there today or tomorrow.
Yes.
What happens?
Amy, she says, hi, we're welcome to see you, please,
okay.
And she signs you in.
Okay, signs me in.
And then our vet reps have a cue that you have been signed in, and they call you into the office, and they go to work right away.
Okay, I said, I've already got previous stuff here, and but I haven't finished up my hearing, and you all set me up a hearing test.
Correct.
Right, okay.
Correct.
And then after I go down and get my hearing test,
and
then, which could be at the VA or someplace else.
Right. Well, you bring down your hearing test of if you have one recently. And then when we file the claim, the CMP examiner sets one up.
Okay.
And you get a CMP.
I had one of those for my shoulder and other things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was seen. So that was already done. It was just, but they didn't put it forward because the hearing test wasn't with it.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That was not from you guys, but I think it's in the system. Okay, so that's what happens. So the ordinary person walks in there, or just the average veteran walks in there. Because I'm ordinary, and walks in there. Amy sees them, gets the information, puts them down. They're seeing, they open a book on them, and then they start.
Yes, and bring your DD-214 with you.
Okay.
Yes.
Your proof of service.
Proof of service.
Honorable service.
Yes.
Okay. Celestina Traver, CT.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming in here. And what we'd like to do is, you know, maybe you can put that out there, that on the last Wednesday of each month you're going to come in here and we're going to talk about veterans' issues.
Yes.
Because, you know, you keep us involved with a lot of emails, which I think are great. But some of the things that you've talked about today I had not seen before in the emails. So thanks a lot.
Yes, you're welcome.
Tomorrow, we're going to, like I said, I'm going to work really hard to get a city council person in here. Linda and I will take them on. And then Friday, I will be not here, but Trish Clark will be. And we'll see if we can get Congressman LaMoffa on to discuss what's happening in the big world there. And maybe we could ask that. Hey, Congressman, why don't you introduce a bill to, if you've got a disability, you know, from service, that part, that amount of disability, that percentage is taken off your income tax. You know, that would be very popular. All right. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.